In what would be a dramatic reshaping of America's presence in Europe, the United States has moved a step closer to pulling American troops out of Germany. Overnight, the US Defense Secretary presented Donald Trump with a range of options to reduce the military presence by nearly 10,000 soldiers. And while some troops will return to the United States, others will reportedly be transferred to Eastern European countries as a warning to Russia. Bruno Leti is a senior fellow in security and defense at the German Marshall Fund of the United States in Brussels. Welcome to RN Breakfast, Bruno.
Thank you for having me.
The US currently has about 34,000 troops in Germany, so they're cutting that back to 25,000. Doesn't sound terribly significant to me. I mean, is it?
Well, that's actually quite true. Even the Germans themselves are not that terribly worried, to be honest. Downsizing US forces in Germany won't have a big military impact for Germany, for German security. We must understand that the proposed cuts also include US civilian personnel, so it's not just US soldiers that will leave. My fear, however, is that this with decision, America is primarily shooting in its own foot because it will have an important impact for US military power projection here in the region. You must know that Germany is considered a useful strategic base for the US military, a good point from which to launch operations in the Middle East or in Africa. So with less staff available, US military assets, such as logistical hubs or command and control centers, will be much slower to respond to potential crises in the region. So again, I think the proposed force reductions is not so much of a problem for Germany. The impact will be felt far more by Washington itself.
Because its Africa headquarters are in Germany as well.
Yes, well, Germany hosts several headquarters, actually, that are important for US-EU. So again, the United States has built a significant presence here in Europe from which it launches these different operations. So if you start reducing these assets here in Europe, you basically also reduce your ability to respond to crises in the Middle East and in Africa. And these regions are troubled regions nowadays. US has a need to be there for its own national security. So again, it's a bit of a decision that is difficult to understand.
Is he playing one country off against another? Because some of these troops will end up in Poland, probably.
Yes, well, already the United States and NATO allies have been deploying troops more closer to the Russian border, more into Central and Eastern Europe. This is actually a historical decision. Since World War II, during the Cold War, the front line was always in Germany, and NATO had also agreed with Russia that it would never station permanent troops close to the Russian border. So all this is changing now. Already back in 2016, NATO and the United States stationed troops in the Baltic states, Estland, Latvia, and Lithuania and Poland. So it's not really about playing countries against each other. I think it's more a general move from NATO, from the United States, fueled by the fear for Russian aggression.
Given Germany is so critical in Europe, what does it say about Berlin and the relationship between Berlin and Washington?
Well, of course, as I said, from a military perspective, it won't have such a big impact. But from a political perspective, this is really bad news for everyone. Donald Trump's announcements creates another test for German-US relations that are already very much under strain. The relationship between the German Chancellor Angela Merkel and US President Trump are not that good. There were the problem where Angela Merkel did not want to attend a G7 that was hosted by Donald Trump because of Corona reasons. That was the official reason. But we also see that there is a semi-trade war going on between Germany and the US. So these are all factors that strain the German-US relations. And this new announcement by the US adds more to that. But of course, German-US relations, this is not good news, but it also presents another challenge for the transatlantic relationship as a whole.
And just very briefly, what does it say about Macron's view about strategic autonomy? Does this bolster that view that essentially Europe should be autonomous?
Well, the European Union and the member states have started to think very seriously about their own security. The EU has made big efforts to have European militaries cooperate and try to make Europe more autonomous, as you said, or less dependent from America for its own security. And indeed, France has been a very driving force for that. But what we do see is that not everyone in Europe agrees whether or not this European autonomy is really the answer. There are still a lot of countries, especially those countries closer to the Russian border, that still rely more on NATO. They trust more on US presence in their countries rather than to really depend entirely on European assets. Again, having a European military is still a far-fetched idea. It is not that we're talking about a European army here. It's still very technical, very early stage.
Bruno Leti, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Bruno Leti is a senior fellow in security and defence at the German Marshall Fund of the United States in Brussels.